Anyone hoping to draw a line under 2020 and the pandemic at the stroke of midnight tonight is set to be sorely disappointed. Sydney's coronavirus outbreak continues to grow, prompting other states to adopt their own tough measures to try to contain or avoid the virus. Victoria is closing its border to all of New South Wales. More on that in just a moment. But in New South Wales, 10 new cases were recorded today. 5 linked to the Avalon cluster on Sydney's northern beaches. Another 3 are members of the same family identified yesterday as part of the Croydon cluster in the city's inner west. But it's the cases that haven't been found that have authorities worried. Nick Grimm begins our coverage.
Kerry Chant has faced a media grilling day in and day out. But there's one question the New South Wales Chief Health Officer hasn't had a chance to consider.
I actually haven't thought about my New Year's resolution, but I think most people can probably imagine what it is.
Not so much a resolution as a New Year's wish for zero community transmission of COVID, but she's not holding her breath.
But COVID potentially will change our lives at all times, and it may be something like the flu where we have to learn how to manage it in with the tool of having a vaccine.
For literally years to come.
Happy New Year.
Health authorities are wishing too that revellers will stay at home tonight for the final hours of 2020 and avoid large gatherings. There's concern Sydney is hanging on the precipice of a widening spread of infections, as the origin of the Northern Beaches outbreak still remains unknown. So too, the Croydon cluster that's emerged in the city's inner west.
Look, I think it's important to know that this is a little bit of a roller coaster ride. And I think one of the things we've learnt through the COVID response is that we have to be responsive to new emerging information. Our risk level changes. Until we got the Croydon cluster, we were on a more pleasing trajectory. Obviously, the Croydon cluster has raised that spectrum. But if we start seeing cases where we don't know the source of them, and particularly in the presence of low rates of community testing, that really elevates our risk threshold, and it means that we will be having to take even more precautionary actions.
But the New South Wales government and its health officials are coming under increasing pressure to take greater precautions now. Leading epidemiologists are urging them to stop 24,000 fans attending the cricket test at the SCG that gets underway on January 7th. And in the meantime, calls are growing louder for the wearing of masks to be made mandatory. The state's opposition leader, Jodie McKay.
Now, Victoria at 5 p.m. today will make masks mandatory in indoor venues. They have realised during that second wave that they have that masks work, that people respond to a mandatory health order, and that's what we need to see here in New South Wales.
Today, Gladys Berejiklian insisted her settings will remain unchanged, though the Premier is leaving herself plenty of wiggle room for changing direction.
If we need to re-evaluate some of the settings, some of the health settings, update our advice, update the compliance measures, update the COVID safety plan, we won't hesitate to do that.
But the head of the School of Population and Global Health at Melbourne University, Professor Nancy Baxter, argues New South Wales can't simply rely on testing and tracing.
No, I don't dispute that they have great contact tracing. I think they really do. But when you look, even the best contact tracing in the world may not be able to identify who was the source of the Croydon cluster. It has not been able to identify who the source of the Avalon cluster was, which means there are cases in Sydney that are unrecognized and potentially could be spreading COVID-19. All you need is one or two super spreader events that don't get recognized for a period of time. New South Wales has good contact tracing. It's been lucky, but you can't bank on luck. It's going to run out.
Professor Nancy Baxter, the head of the School of Population and Global Health at Melbourne University. Nick Grimm with that report.